Okay, today, Mr. Shem, we're continuing in the second parak of Pirkei Avos. So we are up to parak Beis, Mishnah Yud Beis. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yimamun Chavercha Chavalecha Kisholcha. Your friend's money should be as precious to you and as beloved to you as your own money. Meaning, if you see that someone is about to lose money, try to think about the way you would react if it was your own money that was about to be lost, and try to treat it the same way. Vaskein Atzmacha Lilma Torah Sheni Yerushalcha. And you have to really work hard to learn Torah, because it's not an automatic. It's not like a Yerusha is just going to come to you. Meaning your father may have been a big Talmud Chacham, that Torah does not get automatically transferred to your brain. V'kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. And everything that you do should be done l'shem shamayim. Every action that a person does should be l'shem shamayim. It should not be for ulterior motives. Mishle Yud Gimel. Rabbi Shimon Omer, havizar b'kriya shema b'tefila. A person should be very careful about shema and tefila. Tefila always means shmona esrei. So the Bartinur points out, this means Kriya Shema Bizman. It doesn't just mean stomp to say Shema, that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa. You're supposed to say Kriya Shema Bizman. Rav Shach Tzrafim points out, based on the Rambam, that there's a kiyum of Kriya Shema im birchoseha. Not enough to say Kriya Shema on time and then catch the rest of the davening later. No, daven at a minyan that says Kriya Shema on time. Kriya Shema Bizman, Tfila Bizman. All these things have a set time. I think Rav Lichtenstein said that he heard from his Rebbe Rav Huttner, Zichron Levracha, that Rav Huttner said that maybe if Yeshiva Bachar understood that missing Zman Kriya Shema is like lighting Hanukkah candles on Pesach, then they wouldn't miss Zman Kriya Shema. And you have to understand that there's this month for every mitzvah. Ukshat mispala altas tefilas chakeva. And when you daven, you shouldn't make your tefillah into a keva. It shouldn't be treated as like, you know, just part of the daily routine. It has to be something that has a certain freshness to it, that has a certain focus on it. It should be something that should really give a sense that you're davening for rachamim in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're really talking to Hashem, davening for your life. Shenemar, ki chanun v'rachum, the pasuk in Yoel says that Hashem is a chanun and rachum, and he's erech apayim, which means he doesn't get angry quickly, and he's a rav chesed. He has a lot of kindness, and he's nicham al ra'a. He feels bad about punishment. He doesn't want to give out punishment. It's a last resort. V'alti rasha b'fnei atzmacha, and a person should see themselves as a Russia. A person starts seeing themselves as a Russia, and they give up hope of ever becoming better, and they say, this is just who I am. A person shouldn't see themselves in that light. If they do, they're not doing themselves any favor. They're not going to really grow properly. So let's review what we learned today. So Rabbi Yossi said that you should treat your someone else's money like your own. You should work hard to learn Torah, because it doesn't come automatically, and everything you do should be l'shem shemayim. And then in Mishnah Yud Gimel, we said that Rabbi Shimon said that you should be careful about Kriya Shema and Tfila Bisman, and when you daven, you should treat it with a certain sense of freshness, not like a daily chore, based on the pasuk in Yoel. And a person should never see themselves as a Rasha. Okay, Ben Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Mishnah Yud Dalet.